Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Insperity Invitational. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So much to talk about, so little time. We're with the preeminent draft expert with us here. He'll be on NFL Network all day today, as the second and third rounds go off tonight. Lance Zierlein here, John Granato. I am live at the Insperity at the tournament course in the Woodlands. Just awesome. Oh, just beautiful, beautiful out here. Hope you can join. And it's absolutely free to come on out. So get on over here and come and watch these guys play, because they're very, very, they're unbelievable. They're good. They're so, so good. 713-780-3776 is the number. We got a bunch of calls in here, so let's get to them quickly. Try to get in and out, people. Make your point and let's go. Brian is up next. Is that right, Sean? Let's get him in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just want to say, the first person on the line to seem positive about the Texans, that congrats, Texans. You generally got the two people that you wanted, and in a year from now, when the team is doing so well, no one's going to be talking about the indecisiveness at the beginning of the draft. This could have been the people they wanted all along, and I feel like it definitely was, and while they took the risk, just like every pick is a risk. So I just want to say congrats to the Texans. I'm happy for the decisions they made.
Man, I hope you're right. Yeah. No. Absolutely. Where it's going to hurt is this time next year, when Arizona has got the Texans pick. If the Texans don't have a successful season and it's a really high pick, then it's going to hurt. But if the Texans do well with C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson has himself a nice year, yes, I think so. Hey, Will Anderson was the guy that I wanted at 2, and they got him at 3.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome, awesome. I mean,
tell you what, a bargain, John.
He didn't get him at 2, they got him at 3. That's a bargain.
Right. He went a pick lower than I thought. You had plus another pick and then another pick and then. But no. I hope you're absolutely right, dude. I hope you are so right, man. Hey, it's excited the fan base. That's not the goal. The goal is to win. The fan base, I think we've learned that with the Houston Astros. You lose good player after good player after good player, and yet you continue to win, and fills up the stadium, and it gets us all excited, and we have parades.
That's
what fills stadiums.
Yeah, that's what fills stadiums.
Winning does.
Everyone talking about if the Texans don't draft a quarterback, this town is going to hate the Texans. It doesn't matter. You hated the Texans when they drafted J.J. Watt. The only thing that matters, you can be as mad as you want about this guy getting drafted, this guy not getting drafted. If you draft people that make you happy like yesterday and you don't win, people want you fired. So their happiness with you doesn't matter. And if you win, then they forget all about it. It just becomes a side note. Yeah, I'm one of the guys who hated J.J. the booed the J.J. Watt pick. But you know what, John? I sat in Los Angeles in 2017, exhausted, tired, just like this morning, and I was kind of cranky about – now, I had to do this show an hour earlier, so I was really cranky because I was doing it at 6 a.m., but I was on a different station, and I was kind of like, like the Deshaun Watson, I just thought they gave up too much, and that's what I focused on. And I don't even remember what they gave up now. I just know Deshaun was the right pick. You know, we know what happened with Deshaun, but he was the right pick, and Rick Smith did a really good job of setting up a draft. By the way, that deal for Deshaun Watson was set up with Sashi Brown before the draft. It was already set up, and he said, okay, if this and this happens, we want to move up to 10, and Sashi agreed to it. Then Sashi started getting cold feet, and Rick held his feet to the fire and made Sashi honor the deal, which Sashi didn't have to, but Sashi said, okay. So the Texans went to 12. And they got Deshaun Watson. And I was complaining a little bit. Like, I was cranky because I didn't have any sleep. But I thought they had given up too much. And Deshaun doesn't, you know.
I love that. I love that.
Well, no, I know you did, but I was like, from a football standpoint, he, you know, he makes mistakes and will throw interceptions. And, you know, I was focusing on some of the wrong things. Right. So this isn't exactly the same thing.
No, it's a little different.
It's not exactly, and I don't think C.J. Stroud's going to be the next
The difference is
Sean
it's
Watson.
Not a quarterback. Like Gary just said, you know, you gave up quarterback ransom for a defensive end. We'll see if it
works. Yeah,
hey,
but you gave
it
up
happened
for
before with Khalil Mack, this kind of trade.
Quarterback, John. It didn't it, look. It, let's say you okay. Let's say it's the other way around. You gave up. You drafted Will Anderson. That's why it doesn't matter what order. Let's say you drafted Will Anderson too. Guess what you gave up a haul for? A quarterback, C.J. Stroud. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I mean? They're just back-to-back picks.
Let's get some more calls in here. Art is next. What do you say, Art? Let's get in here. What do you think?
Hey, guys. I mean, it's a total fumble on the Caserio. This is like strike three for Caserio, strike one for D'Amico, you know, going with the Hart Alabama connection there. They could have just stayed where they were and had Stroud and Tyree or Stroud and, you know, Watt 2.0 with Vaness. There was so much shit. There's a long. They could have had. They might have had Stroud at 12. The way things went, you know, the Colts were all about the quarterback they got. So they just fumbled it. I mean, there's nothing else to say than fumbling it.
That's Art. Thank you, Art. We appreciate it. 713-780-3. I disagree with that, but you guys are here. This is you can vent. We had polar opposites. One, you guys are great. We love what you did. Two, you fumbled the ball. And
no, but isn't
three.
That the draft, though? That's what the draft is, people getting emotional. I mean, it's great. I listen to Art's call, and I'm trying to think, well, logically, and I realize, you know what, man? Let that man cook. If he thinks they fumbled it and strike, that's fine.
We'll find out.
We'll see what happens.
Right. Let's get who's next. Andy? Is it Andy or did we go to Brian already? Yeah, we got Andy's next. What do you say, Andy?
Hey, I think what they did, Slovic got his man and D'Amico got his man. I think that's what it was. They came in there, they had him in, and they fell in love with him. The film's good on both of them. And I think I actually think Anderson has a chance to be a superstar. Because they're going to put him at 9 technique. He doesn't have to put his hand on the ground like he did at Alabama. He can just get out there and play. Look, you watch a film on him and then watch film on Lawrence for North Carolina. Looks like the same player. I mean, it's real scary when you watch him back-to-back.
Yeah. I do agree that playing, not having to take guys on from a tight, you know, from tight alignment, I think is going to really help. Although he didn't always. He stood up at Alabama, too. So, he played both ways at Alabama.
He stood up plenty.
He stood up plenty, and that's what he'll do in D'Amico's. And he'll also put his hand in the ground because of the front that D'Amico runs. He could do both of them. I don't know if Bob Slowick necessarily fell in love with C.J. Stroud. I know that would be the assumption. And I don't even know if C.J. had a good visit or a great visit or a bad visit. I know that C.J. Stroud is now a Texan, so anything that went down or anything that happened, hey, everyone's on board now. C.J. Stroud is a Texan, and he fits Bobby Slowick's offense, and now he's got. I'm going to tell you a little story. Not the one you're thinking, John. I'm going to tell you a little story. So one of the concerns now that we're out there, one of the concerns behind the scenes about CJ was that, you know, there was a question about coachability. So what's come out, what a team told me is, and this is before the draft, but he's drafted now, so I don't feel bad about mentioning this. There was a question about, he kind of just was, you know, Ryan Day was his coach and that was it. I don't think he really, I don't know if he really cared as much about the offense coordinator, the quarterback coach, whatever it was that he had. There was a concern about coachability. And I asked another team about that, and they said, he just has to trust you. They said, CJ, and this other team said, CJ is a guy that needs to trust you. So, you may not like to hear that, but you need to earn his trust. And once he trusts you, he's in. And that's what happened. He trusted Ryan Day implicitly. And so, you know, for whatever that means, he needs to trust Bobby Slowick, and Bobby Slowick needs to trust him, because from what I've been told, that is a very important – there's no going to the head coach. DeMeco is not an offensive guy. Although he's a head coach, he's not an offensive guy that you go through what's happening on the field. So it's extraordinarily important that the offensive coordinator and the quarterback have a good relationship, because if they don't, then the offense coordinator is going to have to go sooner rather than later. So it's important that these two guys really get along, or at least really have respect for each other, because I do think CJ has a chance to really shine in this offense, provided the Texans put the right pieces around them too. And that I don't think that's done, John. I mean,
no,
you can
no,
look
no.
at this right. I mean, they
well,
still
I wouldn't
need
mind
a,
them getting a wide receiver today.
It may not be until next year, though.
Maybe. Next up, it is Jeff. Jeff, what you think about the trade?
Hey, guys. I think people need to understand this was the weakest draft I can remember in a long time. Caserio might not have had anybody ranked in the first round after, like, 10. And when you see the Lions drafting a second-round graded running back, they need to think about, when they criticize this trade, we just gave up 2 seconds and a first next year, essentially, because all the good players were taken by about 10 or 11, so the Texans would have been left with the scraps, so to speak. And I'm happy with it. We did what we did. We beat out Seattle for that defensive player we wanted at 3. If we would have waited to draft Stroud at 3 and make that trade, we would have had to pay even more to beat out Tennessee. So it was a really great move to draft Stroud first and then lower the trade value that Arizona had in their pick to get Will Anderson. So if Will Anderson is a top 5 player in this draft, I'm happy with it. I'd rather try to hit a home run. We still have a ton of draft capital. I think four picks in the top 105. So I think he did a great job, you know?
Okay.
Not much to complain about.
Yep. Hey, that's what we're here for. 713, so everybody's got a different opinion. Some are hating it. Some are loving it. I'm in the middle. I love having Will Anderson. I love that you think you got your quarterback. I hope C.J. Stroud is great. I'm in the middle of it. I'm a little worried that if there's not a lot of success this year, that high draft pick is going to be something that they really regret not having.
I had 20 players with a first-round grade this year. So, or 19, I'm sorry, 19. So, to your point, I don't know that it's just scraps at pick number 12. I mean, there were still good players.
Yeah.
You drafted any number of players. I think Emmanuel Forbes, you mentioned him, Deontay Banks, Joey Porter Jr. Although Joey Porter Jr. is still on the board, so what am I talking about? he still was there. But I do agree. I will say this. This is not considered a good draft. Consider deep at some positions. Would you be okay with them drafting tight end, by the way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's not a finished product. Although, you just did pick up the free agent. And listen, somebody texted earlier, hey.
I mean, you got Katoriano you drafted, Brevin Jordan you drafted. These are both Nick drafts. And then you just picked up Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, I mean, but I'd still be okay. I mean, that's not a huge need, Although somebody tweeted and said, "Hey, now getting Will Anderson, getting C.J. Stroud, having DeMeco Ryans, they're going to fill in. They're going to attract a lot of free agents. That's just not a way to build. You're paying more. What you got to do is like the Astros do, have Kyle Tucker under player control, being one of the best players on the team." Guys that have come to Jordan Alvarez, Urquidy, Garcia, all of these. The way that you build a good team is that you have so much value at each position. When you got to go out and get free agents, you're overspending. And you don't have that core that you're getting great value with.
Got to have the core. You don't buy your core. You draft.
That's what happens with draft picks. And so I wanted to see them have more draft picks, less. But they got Will Anderson and they got
I'm going to throw you a name, John. What would you think if the Texans in the free agent market next year? See, so when I mentioned Peter Skoronski, okay, so yeah, I forgot about Shaq Mason. That's not the first time I've been with you talking about players and I keep forgetting about Shaq Mason. So when I put him in my mock, and then I went and tried to change it and my editor said, we just can't. We've already been promoting Tyree Wilson to the Patriots and all this stuff. So anyway, but my point is still the same. And I was talking to – I talked to a couple people at NFL Network. Mark Ross was one of them who was an executive. Nobody is in favor of giving Titus Howard a second contract. Like the idea – you know, Pro Football Focus, if you like their grades, they are – he was way down the list. He's graded in the 60s. I don't think – see, I don't – just because you have Titus Howard on a fifth year, that doesn't mean you need to give him a second contract unless you think he's worthy of a second contract. So it's not crazy that the Texans might take a look at tackle this in this draft in the second round somewhere, just because it's second or even third round.
They don't have a second round.
Maybe even third round, because they could decide to let him walk and save money and then go after a guy like Chase Young in free agency. Because Chase Young did not have his fifth. Like, how would you like that, though? To have Chase Young and D'Amico's defense, now he has to stay healthy, and that's a big problem.
That's a big problem. All right, 713-780-3776. We're taking your calls, what you want to talk about. Of course, you want to talk about what the Texans did. 713-780-3776. I'm talking about Houston Powder Coaters right now. I'm talking about Robin was in the other day, and she's just unbelievable. And don't call and ask for Robin, but although you'll probably deal with Robin at some point along the way. And if you have a business now – and you don't want to send your stuff in, that's okay. They can come to you, and they can fix the rusty fence, the rusty furniture. They can do it on site for businesses. This is something that's been going on at Houston Powder Coaters. The technology is fantastic. So instead of having to send in your stuff, but listen, we're getting to summer. You want to use your patio furniture. Now is the time to do it, because it's a good 4 or 5 weeks. But when they pick it up, by the time they do all the priming and prepping and everything else and the baking and everything else that they have to do, by the time you get it back, we're talking about a good month or 5 weeks. So if you want to get it by Memorial Day, if you want to get it for this summer, if you're going to have a big party, if you're going to have a birthday party, whatever the case may be, do it now. Go now to HoustonPowderCoaters.com or call right away, 281-676-3888, 281-676-3888, or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Insperity Invitational. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back. We are live at the Insperity. Lance, you couldn't have been more wrong today, being in L.A. instead of here. Bacon, sausage, omelets. I mean, it's pancakes. RJ eats his pancakes dry, okay?
I didn't know where the butter was, I didn't want to take the
didn't even put any syrup on it.
I just dipped it.
Not much. I mean, you were eating a lot of dry pancakes.
That man's not trying to catch diabetes.
No, I didn't know where the butter was. I was like, I don't want to keep John waiting.
Embarrassed for him.
Wow, he's trying to be a team player, and you're over here shaming him, John. Yeah. You're pancake shaming him.
Yeah, well.
What would you rather have, a pancake booty or dry pancakes?
Pancake booty.
You'd rather have you like pancake booty better than dry pancakes?
No, that's the opposite. But when you eat a lot of pancakes, you get a big booty. So that's what I'm talking about. Not pancake booty.
Well, you're hoping. No. You're hoping,
pancake,
I guess.
Booty is no good. 713-780-3776 to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Everybody's got a differing opinion on this thing. We got a lot to talk about. So let's get through some calls. Pena is up next. Pena, what'd you think?
Hey, what's up, guys? I wanted to cook, and y'all want to hear me cook? Mason, I hope I make you proud. C.J. Stroud, rookie MVP. Offensive rookie MVP. Will Anderson, defensive rookie MVP. Let's go.
Let him cook.
There, I did it for you. I think that would have made Mason proud for sure. So you know what happened? My wife told me this yesterday, John. You know Snacks is – Sebastian is a big Colts fan, right?
Right.
Because Ballard is his godfather. And so he also likes Texans, but he's a Colts fan. He's more in on the Colts. So when the Texans drafted C.J. Stroud, this is according to my wife. He screamed no. She texted me. I didn't know what she was talking about. I was trying to do my TV show. He said, she said, Sebastian screamed at the top of his lungs, no! Because he thought that meant that Will Levis, and he was storming around the room. He threw a fit. Then he was confused when the Texans traded back up. He's like, it stopped his temper tantrum to see what the hell was going on. Probably like a lot of people. Then he saw that they picked Will Anderson, and then he started storming around and screaming about Will Levis being a bum and all this stuff. And then when they drafted, when he heard Anthony Richardson, my wife said, you would have thought he just won like a Super Bowl, a boxing match, and a World Series all at the same time, that he was so excited. And she said, I don't know if it was appropriate or not in the middle of a draft, but I texted Chris Ballard and to tell him about it. I'm like, yeah, it probably wasn't appropriate.
No, probably not.
But he's the type of guy. Well, if they were on the board for another pick, it wouldn't have been. But so he's all excited. We'll see how excited he is in two or three years.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be really
well,
excited.
It's this year that you got to worry about. See, you know, here's the thing is, after Rivers, after Wentz, after Ryan, he needs to make a splash. I mean, he needs somebody that's going to produce this year. And
no, he doesn't
Richardson,
think so.
Well,
he didn't think so. So let me tell you how. So this is just a little interesting story. I don't get to talk to Ballard that much anymore. I met him because he used to listen to me and John on 610 and then at 1560. He loved 1560. He loved Sean and John's show. He loved that they would talk about The Office. He loved that our stuff was like, he was a big 1560 listener. Loved Slapfest. Anyway, who didn't love Slapfest except people getting slapped? Anyway, so I saw him on the combine. He came over, sat down, and so I was on the floor, and we were looking at Anthony Richardson. He's like, look at that, look at that, look at that guy right there. Man, I said, yeah, but you can't take him. You can't take Anthony Richardson. He goes, why not? I said, Chris, he's so raw. Like, you've got to win right now. No, we don't. He goes, yeah, we need to win. Why couldn't I take him? And I said, Chris, he's not ready. He's super raw. You've got to win right now. He goes, Lance, I've still got 4 years left on my contract. If they want to fire me, they can fire me. I'll collect my money, and that's fine. But I'm never going to do something for the organization that I don't think is in the best interest of the organization. He says, I'm going to make draft picks who I think are going to be best for the organization down the line, not in year one. He said, so I got a contract. I'm not going to – he said, that's not how I'm going to operate. If they want to fire me and if I draft a guy and he doesn't work out, whether it's Levis or any of these guys, then that's fine. But I'm going to pick the guy that I think is best for the Colts, whether I'm here or I'm not here. And I had a lot of respect for it. I'm like, yeah, right. Because I didn't even put Richardson in. But it got so – I texted him something. He never responded. It got so quiet. I started realizing, I kept thinking, you know, the last few years, the guy he drafts, we talk about early, and then this guy never comes up again. And I started thinking, just Levis doesn't make sense. That doesn't fit Ballard. And C.J. Stroud, I wasn't sure if he would draft Stroud. And then I started remembering that conversation we had about Richardson and the fact that he hadn't hardly talked about Richardson, and I really haven't talked with him much at all. But and I started thinking, is he trying to keep Richardson quiet? And sure enough, he was trying to keep Richardson quiet. But Richardson could end up getting him fired. But at the same time, if he believes it's best for the organization, then he didn't. And he said, and then yesterday I just texted, he said, look, Shane Steichen did pretty good with a guy that people didn't think was as talented as this guy, and Jalen Hurts. He goes, we'll take our chances.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts is a
played a lot of football, too.
Yeah, that's a different deal. Jalen Hurts is a workaholic.
Played under Lincoln Riley and
stop.
What was this, Sarkisian? Yeah, he had Sarkisian.
Why do we just because he did Shane Steichen did great with Jalen Hurts doesn't mean that he's gonna those two don't necessarily mean the same thing. All right, Corey's next. Let's get him in here. Hey, Corey.
Hey, John and Lance. Enjoy your guys' show. I'm going to give you guys my thoughts about the pick. When the C.J. Stroud pick came across, I was initially surprised. I don't know if I'm a big fan of the pick, but like every draft pick, I try to give them a chance to see if they're going to succeed or fail. I mean, I think that's fair. But the Will Anderson trade up surprised me. And, you know, my thought is that, you know, I like the fact that, you know, hey, they identified the guy and they went and got him. So my question is this. Which the accuracy of C.J. Stroud, like, would he be like a Matt Schaub? Would it be similar to what Matt Schaub was in the offense back in the Garrett Kubiak days? And I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad. So my comp on him is Jared Goff. And I don't think it's a bad comp either. I think it's a pretty good comp because he throws guys open. He's accurate like Jared Goff was. He's got enough mobility, but he's not hyper mobile, and he doesn't really use his feet to really hurt teams. But I think Jared Goff is his comp, and in terms of how Gary Kubiak's offense, it's not going to look the exact same. They've really changed some of the things that they do with it and made it more updated. But yes, I do think that what you hope for is a better version of Matt Schaub. Yes, and that's not to slam Matt Schaub. Matt Schaub ran the offense pretty good. He just didn't do well in clutch, you know, in big games, Matt Schaub just crumbled. But Matt Schaub ran the offense fairly well. And your perception is different this year than last year if I ask you this at the same time. If I said, would you like C.J. Stroud to be Jared Goff, you would have said, oh, absolutely not. Even though Jared Goff had at one point helped lead the Rams to a Super Bowl and really played great that year, but then was bad in the Super Bowl, was bad when he was traded eventually to the Lions, wasn't very good. And then he was good last year. He looked good again. So now I ask you now, John, if C.J. Stroud can be Jared Goff, who was the first pick of the draft, would you be happy?
Yeah. I think Jared Goff has turned it. Now, it's taken a little while. But you're right. He took now the Rams defense.
He was good that year with the Rams, like 32 touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And he had a really good offensive mind that helped him along. He kind of stumbled a little bit. No, absolutely. If he could be Jared Goff, yes, I'll take it right now. I don't think the Lions are even thinking about quarterback. They got their quarterback, and the Lions are going to be a pretty good football team. No, if C.J. Stroud is Jared Goff right now, that guy, then yes. And the answer is yes. I'll take that right now. 703-780-3776. You know what? It's beautiful out here. We're playing golf. You might not be able to get out here to the tournament course. You want to play. You know, golf courses are full today. Full. So you want to be able to play. You want to play a really great course. Well, how about hundreds of different courses at TBoxTexas.com? It's down in the League City, Kima area. It's got 8 different bays where you can play. You can bring friends. You can have parties. You can have meetings. You can work there. They have Wi-Fi. They've got TVs. They've got a bar. You can it's just a great place to gather, to have friends, to get your golf on. Night, day, rain, shine. We're going to have a beautiful day today. That's okay. You can still play T-Box Texas. How about if you've got a party at your house or someone's house or at wherever you're having a party, you want to have the simulator brought to you? They do that as well. And they'll drop it off probably Thursday and pick it up on Monday so you could have it for the weekend. It's so much fun. If you have never played a golf simulator, you need to try it. And if you need a simulator at your house or you want to go and you want to have fun, go to T-Box Texas. T-Box, T-E-E, boxtexas.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real. Let's go! Fun. Sports.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Insperity Invitational. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We're live at the Insperity. John and Lance here with you at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Houston Texans made a big splash last night by trading up from 12 to 3, giving up a bunch. But, you know, I've seen so many people. You know what? So what? And here's a good point, too, is I just realized that I'm glad the Texans don't have their first-round pick yet next year. I can actually root from the win for once. I hope that bleeping pick sucks. Hopefully the Browns suck and we can get a star wide receiver for Stroud with the pick. They still have the Browns pick. I don't know how good the Browns are going to be. That's going to be a tough division. We haven't even talked about Lamar Jackson signing.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
We haven't
Look at
even
that
talked
division
about...
now, Lance. Look at that division.
Joey Burrow, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, and Kenny Pickett. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Not bad at all.
Pretty good. Or we can look at the East. Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Tua, and the great Mac Jones.
Yeah, or we could look at the West. All right, with Herbert and Mahomes out there and Russell Wilson.
Herbert, Mahomes, the great Russell Wilson, and the great Jimmy Garoppolo, a Super Bowl. Went to a Super Bowl.
Russell Wilson is going to be better this year under Sean Payton.
He can't be worse, John. He can't.
No, but he's going to be better under Sean Payton.
The AFC is ridiculous. And you just added Stroud. I mean, look, we're hoping Stroud gets talked about in the, you know.
Stroud and Richardson.
In the same name as some of the, yeah, Stroud and Richardson. You got a lot younger.
Whoever Jacksonville has, I don't know who they're going to
start.
Stop
it.
I don't know who they're going to start this year.
Stop it. But why are we calling Russell Wilson, like, by his wrong name? It's not his name.
It's not.
He's Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited is going to be better this year. You all watch. You better put some respect on his name.
Like I said, he can't be worse.
How about that? How about the AFC? Holy crap.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the Lions are going to compete in the NFC. Obviously, Philadelphia is going to be great. Now, adding Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith, holy crap, Philadelphia, they're going to be really, really good. The Lions are going to be a good football team. They're going to be a tough out every single week. They're going to play hard. Dan Campbell's going to have them play. I'm telling you, they're going to be a tough out.
Yeah, they were a tough out for the last year and a half.
Yeah. And then, what else did it in the NFC? I mean, honestly, it's...
Well, you got Cowboys.
San Francisco.
It's the same thing. It's Cowboys. Can the Giants take a step forward? There's nothing in the AFC South going on, really, to me, other than the Saints have to be the front runner in that division. You look out west, and it's clearly... Well, I mean, I don't know what's going on with San Francisco, actually. We'll see what happens with their quarterback situation this year. In San Francisco, Arizona, I think, is on track to be the worst team in football. One thing you have to keep an eye on with Arizona and Tampa Bay and some of these teams that you think, well, like Tampa, well, they could go draft a quarterback. Let me tell you what Tampa's probably not doing in the second round is drafting a quarterback. You know why? I think they realize we could be in the hunt for worst team. Let's not stick ourselves with a quarterback.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, I don't know. You might get one for the future. Hendon Hooker you could get if you can get him late. Uh-huh. If you can get him, do they still have a top of the third round? No, the Texans got their top of the third round.
But we've seen with, you can get away from a third round pick. If you draft a quarterback in the third, that doesn't keep you from drafting the quarterback.
No.
Hell, Arizona.
Hey, Arizona drafted in the first, and then the next year got a quarterback.
Yeah.
The first.
You want to talk about knowing you missed on a guy?
Whew. Oh my goodness! And their coach. They got rid of the coach and the player. 713-780-3776. Who's up next, Sean? Michael's next. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Wanted to call in and cook a little bit this morning. So while I agree with, I think it was Art and Gary that is an expensive price to pay for a non-quarterback. Let me just cook a little bit and tell you why that wasn't the trade package for Will Anderson. That was actually a trade for C.J. Stroud because if you were watching the coverage last night, right after the Panthers put in their pick, we had our pick in right away. So Casario put in the draft pick for C.J. Stroud right away, take the competition away for C.J. Stroud, and then right in that moment he was working the trade with the Cardinals. So really, that I think the Texans guy was actually Will Anderson. And we were actually making that trade for C.J. Stroud. We just want to take away the competition to make that price a little bit lower.
Yeah.
So that being said, still expensive. And, hopefully these guys are good. But I'll just say this. This is the most excited I've been for the Texans in a long time, 3 or 4 years. And, these guys better be good. Rooting for them. Let's go.
Good. That's great. No.
Let
absolutely.
Him cook.
He just cooked. No.
So I agree. I said the same thing.
Yeah.
That was – Will Anderson was going to be the pick. So what they did was – they said, okay, let's take Stroud off the board so we don't have competition at three. But the problem is I think Atlanta may have wanted to come up for the pass rusher. And so
I think you were stuck, or they could have just, told you. I mean, here's what Arizona could have done. I don't know, Nick. Atlanta really wants this pick. Tell you what, you kick in the second round pick this year, and we'll make this happen. Atlanta, are you telling me Atlanta also wants this pick? Yeah, and they're super excited. They really want this pick, Nick. Well, okay. So I think Nick tried to be slick by going, because that's how I thought it would happen, is if you hear C.J. Stroud's name, that means they already, you know, have a deal in place, or they're going to go get, you know, they're going to go get Will Anderson or whoever they want on the defensive front. It was Will or Tyree, in my opinion. So, because you wanted to say, okay, well, if it's a quarterback, you could end up getting more for that. It didn't matter. You could have drafted. The fact was, you could have put Will. They gave up a quarterback's ransom, and they could have said Will Anderson 2 and C.J. Stroud 3, and that's what you would have given up for a quarterback. So I don't, you know, it's a ton. It's a ton to give up, so you really need to be right. That's all. Yep, but that's with all. With that said, I think he's a good fit. And look how excited the fans. I don't know if you've seen this on Twitter, and I don't know what Valencia, what the reaction was there, John. But I think Houston Texans fans will pack out the stadium in the first game. I think first game sold out for sure, and I think this is going to help with season tickets.
Oh, it absolutely. No, this was absolutely a pick for season tickets. That's not the way you build a franchise. Not selling.
You think it's just season tickets and not football?
No. Well, I think there's got to be. No, I think they needed an excitement level. You want to talk about boring and awful and just a non-relevant for years now. They needed to make a big splash. They made the big splash. I'm hoping it's going to be great. I mean, really am. I really am hoping it's going to be great. They gave up a lot of compensation for it. I guess you got to pay the price. You know what? It's got to hurt, and it hurt. There's no question about that. I hope that they're dead on. I hope C.J. Stroud is great. I hope Will Anderson is great. They got a lot of holes to fill in this organization. Now, they did a better job in free agency this year as opposed to what they've done in the past with all the same bland, terrible, mid-level journeymen that they picked up. They picked up actually some football players, hopefully with Ward and with Schultz and you know, some of the other guys, Ridgeway and some of the other guys that they picked up. I mean, they're doing. I really think that they're doing a better job. I really, really do. It's just they gave up a lot. It's kind of hurt. And you know what?
What was Valencia like? What was the draft party like?
It was. They were. Everybody was excited. Everybody was excited. Yep. There was a big roar.
What was it like
there.
When you heard the Texans
saw,
had made a trade?
That as soon as they saw that the Texans had made a trade up to number three, everybody, you know, yay! And we all knew it was going to be Will Anderson. So it was great. It's great. And the fan base is excited, and you need your fan base.
Jason asked a very fair question here. Will Granato feel more confident about giving up that first next year when the Texans send him that free Papa John's pizza?
Oh, yeah. I would like it better if it was, you know, a Domino's or a Pizza Hut. That would be better. Then I would be all on board. You know, I'm just.
What about a Nick's Place pizza?
Oh, my God. Then yes. Oh, yes. 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 The Texans have made this the greatest situation ever. I hope they trade all their picks away. Then, okay. And then I'm with them. I don't care what they do. I don't care what they do. They can get Deshaun back. That'd be fine. Just send me a Nick's Place pizza. That's all I need. 713-780-3776. Let's get. Who's up next, Sean? Who you got? Chris is next. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you guys? Hey, I got a quick question for Lance. I know when the first round's over, you guys kind of have to, like, remock second and third. I know we don't have a second now, obviously, because of the trade. Have you remocked into the third round yet to see who might be there for our two picks? I was thinking maybe an offensive lineman or wide receiver. I don't think the kid out of Tennessee is going to drop to the third, even though he's still available. And then the other thing I've been thinking about, the past few weeks you've been talking about don't look at these picks as numbers but actual players. Gun to your head, if you could have not done that trade, knowing what you know now, and had Will Anderson at 2, Roderick Jones at 12, and Will Levis with 33, would you do that, or would you stick with what we did last night?
Thanks, nah, guys. I'm not interested in Will Levis. I gave him a second round grade. I understand what you're saying at pick number 33, knowing what I know now. I don't think most people expected Will Levis to fall out of the draft. Now, when I did my mock, I had Richardson falling to 22, and that's before Lamar got his deal done. And I knew one of those two would fall. I wasn't sure which one it would be. I thought there was a chance two of them could fall. But when you go through the mock draft exercise, I realized, man, if they just stay true to the tape,
one of these guys can end up really falling. And the only reason I put Anthony Richardson at Baltimore is because of the uncertainty with Lamar Jackson. And so it really gets hard to put a quarterback in the first round when you realize those guys get you fired when you take them in the first. So, no, I would not have wanted – I just don't think Will Levis has the mental makeup to deal with adversity on the field. And so and that's one of the reasons I love Bryce Young is he's so composed on the field. And so, I don't think I would – now, I like that combination of players other than Levis. If you had to switch the name up and even
about,
said Hendon
how about
Hooker,
you put,
although
how about
I've got
you,
a little higher.
Yeah, Hendon, how about this? Who knows if Hendon Hooker's going to last?
Well, I got a higher grade on Levis
fourth
than
round. How do you know that Hendon Hooker's not going to last till the fourth round? How do you? How about putting that center at 33 and Hendon Hooker at 65?
All right, if you told me I could revamp my right tackle, well, Broderick Jones is my top tackle, so you're kind of cheating here because if you told me instead of Stroud and Anderson I get Anderson and Broderick Jones and John Michael Schmidt. Zone scheme center from Minnesota. Yeah, I like that a lot. I mean, Broderick Jones is going to be your right tackle of the future. You could even, you know, deal off Titus Howard. You've got Broderick Jones, or let Broderick Jones try to play guard in year one. And, that's why it's not clean. Like, you added Shaq Mason, you didn't add him just to sit. Kenyon Green's not sitting. Kenyon Green did take some snaps at his pro day. But I don't think, you know, if Shaq Mason could, in a perfect world, Shaq Mason could move to center in a perfect world. And you could have considered something like that. But, if you ask me which collection of players, well, I always like three better than two. I mean, three good football players are better than two unless because one of them's the same guy, Will Anderson. So you're asking basically, would you rather have C.J. Stroud or would you rather have John Michael Schmitz and Broderick Jones? Do you understand that you're asking somebody – somebody who loves offensive linemen, would they rather have two offensive linemen or the quarterback? Of course I'm going to say offensive line. That's like asking John, would you rather have three Coors Lights or one, you know, two Coors Lights or, you know, one exclusive night at a hotel with Wendy? He's going to choose the Coors Lights.
Wait, whoa.
You love Coors Lights.
Yeah, I love Coors Lights, but I also love my wife. I mean, and you love C.J. Stroud, too. Okay. So
I'm going to ask you, what would you miss more? If Wendy had to go out of town and then, like, during Lent, and so you couldn't have Lent or Wendy. I mean, you couldn't have Bud Light or Coors Light or Wendy.
I know I have no will to live then, okay? So that's all.
If you don't have either.
We got to break it. We got to talk
and
about
no,
Steven.
And no golf.
Let me ask you,
if you lost your right arm, and you're in the middle of Lent, and you know you can't golf, would you basically say, okay, I'm not doing beer this year?
Yeah, don't take all my belts away from me. All right, my shoelaces, no shoelaces for you, no belts for you. But that's it.
Kind of.
All right, and you know what? I'll golf left-handed. How about that? We got to break it. Talk about your patio.
Yeah, so Texas Custom Patios. I've had there's been a lot of people who have commented on my patio. Who saw it? I put it out there the other day. I put a picture of it out there for people to take a look at the finished product of my outdoor kitchen, and it's really phenomenal. I'll have others. We had a photo shoot that we're doing and we did a commercial for it, but Texas Custom Patios, they retrofit an outdoor kitchen into the patio they built for me. The patio itself was already incredible, but when you take a look at the kitchen now that they put in there, I mean, I have not been able to use it yet. I cannot wait to use it when I get back from Los Angeles in the draft. The first thing I'm doing is making my own rotisserie chicken because that's something I've always wanted to do is make my own. When you have outdoor patios and outdoor living spaces, outdoor kitchens, even swimming pools, you build memories. You build memories with friends, with family members, just even by yourself. And isn't that what life's about? You work so hard. Don't you want to have something you enjoy at your own home? Don't you want to try to live your best life? Well, that's something you can do with Texas Custom Patios. And they will work with you on getting it done and making it as easy and comfortable for you as possible while doing the most incredible work. If you don't believe me, go to the website, TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Insperity Invitational. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The Houston Texans in the news made a splash. C.J. Stroud with the second pick, Will Anderson with the third, moving up, giving up a lot of draft capital. Whether or not you believe, and let's see what you think about what this says. What Merrill Hodge says. But Merrill Hodge, there was a video that went around of him and Skip Bayless talking about Johnny Manziel, and Merrill Hodge was so down on it. I thought he had a vendetta of some sort against Johnny. But Skip Bayless was like, no, he's going to be great. He's going to be great. He's going to be great. Merrill Hodge was dead on. Dead on. Merrill Hodge.
And Merrill's got plenty of misses, too. We all do.
No. Everybody does. But Merrill Hodge.
Everyone wants to dunk on you and point out your misses. Right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers media account is doing that. They try to find anybody that I missed on with the Steelers and will post that. It just comes with the territory.
Well, that's just. But at the time, I remember Merrill Hodge saying this. I was like, man, dude, did Johnny touch you inappropriately or something? Well, Merrill Hodge had this to say about C.J. Stroud, and see what you think.
He is unique from this perspective. Let's talk about this. These are the two things that have to be woven together. If you do not have these two things, your ability to win consistently in the National Football League is going to be very hard. You got to process decision-making, okay? The processing and decision-making aspect and accuracy has to be that combination. Like, if you don't have that, you've got a big problem. One of those teams is going to run – one of those two things, if you don't have it, runs you out of our league. Okay, he does have it. Bryce Young has that as well. But then is when you got to go a little deeper into those two things. The luxury Ohio State has and Alabama has, half the time they're just better than everybody else. Yeah. You know, and so what's hard to do, but you have to do it, and you have to find enough evidence to see how they function in it, is how will they play in the environment in the NFL that the NFL is going to create. And majority of all throws in the NFL are from a dirty, collapsed pocket. There's traffic. They don't have the luxury of being better than everybody else half the season. Okay, so how do they function within that? When you look at that category, now the decision-making and accuracy aspect and arm strength come into play. C.J. Stroud is strong. He is dynamic. I mean, his ability to throw accurate-wise – he can attack every inch of the field, every inch of the field. You take Bryce Young into that pocket collapsing environment. He doesn't have a big enough arm, so he's limited in where he's going to be able to throw. And he's not the same quarterback. He can't make those throws. And that's going to be a big consistency in the National Football League where he's going to have to play that he doesn't play like C.J. Stroud does.
Okay. All right. How about Lance, agree or disagree? The decision-making point, which has been the sticking point for C.J. Stroud all this offseason with the S2, Merrill Hodge says, oh, no, he's fantastic at decision-making.
Well, we'll find out, because here's the thing. Everyone, when your wide receivers are always wide open because they're so good, that always helps. You know, you got to account for that. And the offense, I think it's a really good offense. It's run by Ryan Day. But this is my point on the S2. Does the S2 matter? I think it eventually – in many cases will be a pretty decent barometer for the players who can be good players. I think one of the things that Brandon Alley, who is the, and I feel bad for Brandon because he's getting, you know, his whole company S2 is getting crushed. And really all they try to do is he really didn't want all this attention. All they try to do, and he and I had this conversation, is if you've got a guy whose score isn't what you like, you know, you can basically say, okay, we're going to take these type of reads. Like, Here's a famous story that's out there in NFL circles. Carson Palmer apparently was not a great processor. This is what I was told, that they had a lot of – they went back when they drafted him, Cincinnati, they ended up creating a bunch of kind of half-field reads for him to make it easier for him, and it really was successful. And I think that this offense is uniquely suited for a player who is accurate more so than having to quote-unquote process. When you have to throw into tight windows, if you're a tight window thrower – like Drew Brees in Sean Payton's offense, it requires you to, you know, to make good pre-snap evaluations and then throw accurately and think quickly. This offense requires you to read safeties and, you know, recognize what the coverage is and the corners are. So you do, you know, you need to be able to do that. Every quarterback has to do it. And then it requires you to throw into space to moving targets with good placement and accuracy. I kind of think that if you're worried about an S2, this is the perfect offense for that for a quarterback if you don't think that he makes split-second decisions extremely quickly. Because I think that as long as you know, as long as you work with him on where to get with the football and what the reads are, I think that this could be a really good offense for C.J. Stroud. So I'm a little less worried about S2 stuff and the cognition stuff with this kind of offense that we expect them to run at least, than with some of the other offenses that are out there. So but we'll see. You know, I can tell you right now, the question is now, will quarterbacks take the S2 anymore? If C.J. Stroud doesn't do well, then it's going to be the S2 was right again, and Ohio State quarterbacks aren't any good. But, I mean, C.J.'s got a long way to go before anyone's saying that stuff. And I'm going to give him – I mean, I'm giving him time, and hopefully all the fans will give him time as well to develop.
Absolutely. Ronnie's up next. Let's get him in here. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot. Lance, I want to know, what do you think now the Texans' most pressing need will be to try to fill, you know, with the rest of the draft? And also, in terms of numbers, they've got, what, 10 or 11 picks left? Are they going to trade more picks and have more quality players or try to get specific players to fill specific needs, or are they just going to go for numbers to try to, you know, fill up slots on the roster? And I'm
yeah,
happy
that's a good did. That's a good question. I could try to get cute and tell you, here's what they should be targeting. And John and I talk about it all the time. Look how many needs they have. They need another wide receiver. They need another defensive lineman, an interior defender. They could use an edge defender who's a specific type of, you know, 6'4", long arms, 290 to 310 pounds. They could use another cornerback, a slot corner. I think slot corner will be one of their I think drafting a slot corner, John, is going to be one of their either a slot or an outside corner will be one of their priorities. So, to me, cornerback is going to end up being a priority in third round. So, I think you'll see them take cornerback with one of those two picks. I could see them trying to package trades and move up into another pick in the third.
He's not scared to trade up all the time. He moves up.
He
and
trades
down all
up
the time.
A lot. Now, he does I trade up a lot. That. He trades up way more than most general managers.
Yeah. He don't mind moving up and giving up that capital. Listen, he said it. Hey, whatever. We don't care about the capital that we lost to get Will Anderson. We got us a good football player. I hope he's right. I hope it's going to be awesome. It's 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We've got another hour. We're live at the Insperity, and it's going on all weekend long, and it's absolutely free to come on out here. So let's go. Get on out here and see the best older golfers in the world this week. We had the best women golfers in the world. Now we got the best older golfers in the world right here in the Woodland. So get out to the tournament course if you haven't been out here before. Man, it's just awesome. Just awesome. So get on out here and enjoy a great weekend of golf. Time to take a break. More of your calls, 713-780-3776. Get in.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.